Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:09 Friday night ahead of the Super Bowl weekend. Big stuff. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us. On today's show, Detroit going bankrupt. Even though state lawmakers say no way, it could happen. An MSU professor studied what filing for Chapter 9 would mean for the city and the state, and he'll join me to explain this potentially complicated process. And the Susan G. Komen Foundation pulls funding from Planned Parenthood, and then today, changing its mind, the foundation says it had nothing to do with abortion. Really? Well, I'll ask the director of Mid and South Michigan Planned Parenthood about that. But first, the January jobs report is out today, showing another month of job gains, this time about 250,000 new jobs, a consistent trend now. And while Democrats say it's President Obama's policies moving us in the right direction, Republicans are quick to counter that we're still nowhere near making up the jobs we lost in the last decade. To talk about how optimistic we should be, or maybe not, I'm joined by MSU economist Dr. Charles Ballard. Dr. Ballard, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So this is the 23rd consecutive month of job growth, yet the foreclosure crisis continues, and many Americans have a hard time believing we're in a recovery. So how are we to understand this dichotomy?
Well, it's definitely true that not every indicator is good, but this was one of the best months in a long time. Last summer, for instance, the national economy was adding jobs. As you say, we've added jobs 23 months in a row, but it was kind of 80,000, 90,000 a month, which isn't strong enough to bring the unemployment rate down. But now, the last 5 months, we've had pretty solid job growth. And so I'm looking at this and thinking that perhaps at long last, the economy is picking up a little momentum. It's not going gangbusters, but to add 250,000 jobs last month is a very substantial, and that really beat expectations. The consensus of the forecasters was that we wouldn't add that many jobs and that the unemployment rate would stay the same. In fact, we added a lot of jobs and the unemployment rate edged down by 0.2%.
Is there any reason to think that this isn't just part of the natural economic cycle involving growth and then recessions and then more growth rather than anything lawmakers in Washington are doing?
Well, it is a combination. If you let the thing go on autopilot, there is a tendency for the boom and bust to go along. But I believe that the policies have helped. We made lots and lots of policy mistakes to get into the housing bubble and the mortgage crisis and the financial crisis in the first place. But then, and then once the bubble popped in the fall of 2008, it was inevitable that it would be a very, very tough downturn. But the policies that the Federal Reserve enacted to avoid the really worst of the crisis, and also the Bush administration in its last days got some stimulative policies, and then the Obama administration pursued further stimulative policies, and those have helped to make it a whole lot better than it could have been. It's hard, given the way this went, to believe that it could have been much better than this once we got into the mess.
Uh-huh.
Well, it could easily have been a lot worse if we hadn't taken some action.
Well, the numbers look good, but what about the quality of the jobs that are being added? Do we know if they're comparable to the jobs we lost, or are they generally low-skill, low-paying positions?
Well, they're a mix. Some of them better jobs, some of them not very good jobs. Of course, that's not just an issue for this recession. That's really an issue for the last 40 years. Because we have had, our economy in the U.S. is now twice as big as it was back in the 70s. And yet the average guy who works full time earns less now. And so what we've seen is very unbalanced growth. We've seen growth of the very top jobs, the doctors, lawyers, engineers, scientists, doing very, very well. But then at the bottom, a lot of growth of jobs that really don't earn a whole lot. And so the challenge is if we can find a way not just to grow the economy, but to grow the economy in a way that, that benefits everybody. And so far, we haven't done that.
I'm talking to MSU economist Dr. Charles Ballard. So, Dr. Ballard, this kind of momentum is, when it comes to economic growth, once we have this kind of consistency, month-over-month growth, is there anything that you think would somehow change that pattern between now and the November elections?
We sort of dodged the bullet last summer when we the debt ceiling circus in Washington did not prevent us from raising the debt ceiling. If that had happened, if they had prevented an increase in the debt ceiling, we would be in recession now because that would have sucked $130 billion out of the economy every month. So if we can avoid that kind of stuff on the fiscal front, we'll be okay. The two things that I think are the greatest dangers are not really in the U.S. They're across the Atlantic Ocean. In one case, the European debt crisis. So far, the Europeans have sort of limped along and more or less managed to patch things together. If they can continue to do that and avoid a full-scale financial crisis, that's good. If that sort of unravels, that's going to be bad, not just for the Europeans, but it'll ripple across financial markets around the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The other real wild card is, and it was on the in the New York Times last Sunday, a prediction that Israel will attack Iran within the next year. That could have all sorts of repercussions, very difficult to predict. But in terms of the economy, I think the European debt crisis is the biggest sort of short to medium term concern.
I see. Well, certainly, I guess a nuclear armed Iran could have its own economic consequences also, I'm guessing. What about our situation here in Michigan? I know that we're expecting some modest job growth this year and next, although we're miles away from the job numbers we saw before our downturn. Are we going to be able to have a healthy economy with a smaller workforce and a smaller population base?
Yeah, I think we can. I don't think we have to make up all of the lost jobs in order to have a decent economy. Of course, it would be great if we could do that. But remember that in the previous decade, we lost more than 800,000 jobs in Michigan. So even though we've made up about 100,000 of those, it's going to take a while. So we really need to set our sights and focus on how can we do with what we have now, knowing that it will be a long time before we get back to the levels of employment that we had 10, 12 years ago.
And we could see people working yet neighborhoods with a lot of homes that are unoccupied.
That's right, and that's not just here in Michigan, of course. The worst of the foreclosure crisis is in places like Nevada and Florida, but it certainly is not great in Michigan either. The housing market has been slower to turn around than the job market. I'm hoping that the job market improvement will gradually put some upward pressure on houses.
About, a minute and a half left, but now this payroll tax extension bill that lawmakers are probably going to battle like crazy animals over. How important is that this payroll tax cut extension be passed? Do you think it has any real impact on our economic growth?
Oh, I do think it has a real effect. Now is not the time to slam on the brakes. Now may not be the time to push the accelerator all the way to the floor, but certainly, given what we've been through, I think we need to not have a big tax increase. And if we were to allow the payroll tax cut to expire now, that would suck a lot of money out of a lot of wallets. I think that would be a mistake. So I'm very hopeful that the Congress will pass the payroll tax cut extension and do so without a whole lot of additional shenanigans.
And what about this limit potentially on the unemployment benefits? Federal unemployment benefits. Do you think that's a generally maybe a good idea at this point?
I'd like to see further extension, but I think we're getting close to the time where it will. We're going to have to wind that down at least a little bit over the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
But the natural improvement in the unemployment situation is encouraging. Although, of course, if you're unemployed, it's no fun for that individual.
Indeed. MSU economist Dr. Charles Ballard, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.